Must be 20 years since a Super League coach has to answer this question. Five straight Super League wins on the bounce for Salford.
Oh no, it's great for us. Great for us as a club as well, and it's just showing kind of our progress. We just want to continue that and keep picking up the wins as well. But the big focus for us is to learn every week from what we're doing and make sure we're getting better all the way through the season.
Tight game against Lee Centurions, nonetheless.
Yeah, it was. I thought Lee were great, to be fair. I thought watching the last couple of games, you're a bit unsure, but I knew Lee had come here and they'd have a real dig with it being a derby game as well, and it proved to be that way. And you know they've got a real good middles pack, so you knew there was going to be a big focus on the middles as well, and I thought our middles stood up and did a really good job for us.
Has there been one significant thing that's just been a whole lot better? Is it a lot of small things that have been different this season?
Oh, it's the collective. I always talk about like the collectiveness of the group and stuff like that. And when you're in a group and you're playing together, you learn how each other run, each other's strengths and weaknesses as well, and you can grow together. It's probably something that Salford hasn't had for a while, is that consistency and that kind of continuity together as a unit. And we just seem to be growing nicely as a team, and we are quite a young team. We've got a few experienced players there who lead us around the park really well, and it's essential that they do that for us, really.
You've got a massive few days coming up, haven't you? I know you've got a hell of a trip now to Catalan Dragons. I know the south of France, you know, sounds nice when you say it like that, but that's a hell of a trip. And then you've got a Challenge Cup game as well.
Yeah, it'd be great if we was going there for a 3 days off, wouldn't it, to get a bit of sun. But yeah, no, it's going to be there for a tough challenge. It's Catalan who've picked up their last two victories as well, so they'll be full of confidence. They've had a little bit of a longer turnaround, so they'll be thinking that they'll probably try and hit us hard from the beginning of the game, so that's something that we'll have to combat, really.
Yeah, big challenges for all concerned, isn't it?
Yeah, the Easter period's always that. It always throws up them tough challenges and the shorter turnarounds, because it's a big ask on your body physically, especially in south of France where it's warm as well, so that always comes into it. Today's been a little bit wet, the opposite, and a bit of a slog, so that takes it out of heavy legs, but the heat will take it out of us as well. So it's different challenges we've got to face, but you've got to face them at some point in the season.
How's everybody shaping up in view of Catalan Dragons?
Oh, well, we're going to reassess now and see where everybody is, and then we're going to have a meeting and kind of, because we've got to get our passports in, so we'll have a little look now, and hopefully we'll be able to name a 19 either early tomorrow morning, probably.
You've kept Todd Carney up your sleeve, haven't you, presumably, for Catalans?
Well, hopefully that way. Fingers crossed it will be that way. He's got a little pull on his calf now. He got through the full training session and he felt fine, but there's just something there that's just niggling him. So we're sending him for extra treatment. He's been in today. Tomorrow he's going again. So we'll see where we get him, and hopefully he'll be fully fit for Catalan.